This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry coming to you with a message this month taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, verses 4 and 5. This is for July 2022. The title of the message is going to be in more than one part. I don't know whether it's going to be over two parts, but I know it's going to be over one. So I'll say this is part number one. The subject is those damn strongholds. Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting at verse 4 and going down to verse 5, you find these words recorded. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Keep that in mind. Pulling down of strongholds. Verse number 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, the message for this month, and as I said, probably maybe the next, it's going to be next month, but there might be more than two chapters, I don't know yet, but it says it has to do with what I would call a serious problem facing the church, this nation, and especially the black community. The problem is the failure of the church in the black community. I'm specifically talking to the black community because I happen to be black. People might want to get out there and say, well, why don't you go talk to the white people and leave us alone? Well, white people are talking, there's white preachers out there talking to the white community. I'm black, so I'm talking to the black community. That's the way God would have it anyway. I won't go into too much detail about that. I might mention it a little later on, but it basically has to do with when Christ talks about the idea that before we go out trying to straighten up somebody else's life and how they're doing things and the condition that they're in, we need to first of all straighten ourselves up, because a lot of times we are in a position that's far worse than what others are, other communities or other individuals are. So taking it from that, that's why I say that we should, I'm addressing the black community because of all the problems we're having, and I'm going to address the issue as to why I say what I'm saying and the position that I hold. As I said, the failure of the church and the black community to recognize just how the enemy is using his devices and tricks to build up a barrier between us and the Christ that we claim to be serving. Now, I'm not going to use the term that the black church, I said the church in the black community, there is a difference. I'm not going to get into too much detail about that just yet. I might pick up with that a little later on. But anyway, of all his devices, strongholds are by far at the top of the list, because they are the most effective. Okay. So just what is a stronghold, you might ask? Well, as the name implies, it is something that has a strong hold on someone to the point that they can't break free. It could be drugs, alcohol, disease, infirmities, associations, prison, or any number of things. However, for our intents and purposes here, I'm going to look at the many, at what many fail to recognize as being a stronghold that is being used by the enemy to keep them from a closer walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, consequently, if they don't get a handle on and break free of this stronghold, it could very well end up leading them to an eternity in hell. Now, the reason that I say this is because if Christ tells us in his word that the things that we are doing or what he wants us to do, there's some things that he tells us that we need to be doing and other things that we need not to be doing, and we refuse to do it because it goes against what we believe, then our belief, as the subject scripture says, is being put ahead of what he says. That then translates into disobedience, which is sin and rebellion, which is punishable by death and hell. Now, what would cause someone that names the name of Christ to remain in this position? It would have to be something that has a stronger grip on the individual than what Christ says. That, my friends, would be a stronghold. Now, I am going to show you some of the most common strongholds that the enemy uses to keep people separated from Christ. The first stronghold is ignorance. Quite obviously, if you have no idea as to what is or is not of God or Christ, you will quite literally begin to function as an individual that forms their own set of beliefs, usually based on the beliefs of those around you or your own personal experiences. You will make decisions based on what works for you and what makes you feel comfortable. And as such, it will become part of your personality or DNA, so to speak. And when that happens, you have become locked into that system of beliefs, which then means anything that challenges those beliefs is to be ignored or destroyed. Change is out of the question. As an old phrase from a TV commercial back in the 50s or 60s, somewhere around there, puts it, you would rather fight than switch. This had to do with just switching cigarettes. I can't remember what the brand name was, but that brings out the very simple basic to the root point that I'm trying to make. Now, the reason I picked ignorance as the first stronghold is because all of the others are rooted in it. If you would go to the Old Testament book of Hosea, chapter number 4, verse 6, God addresses that issue when he starts out by saying, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." In other words, my people are being destroyed because of ignorance. Now, I don't believe there is anyone who is of sound mind and body knowing what is waiting for them after they die unsaved would fully embrace things that go against God. So it has to be ignorance. The next stronghold is fear. Fear is a condition that we are all subject to. In certain situations where the possibility of injury, pain, or some other condition that makes you feel highly uncomfortable is almost certain, you may resort to doing whatever it takes to avoid it. This is a condition that could drive almost anyone into a state of insanity. People have done some of the most outrageous, dastardly, and egregious things when they are gripped by fear. The greater the fear, the more heinous their response to it will be. The next stronghold is education. Now, I know what you might be thinking, and that is, how can education be a stronghold when it is what enlightens those that are ignorant? Remember when I said earlier that because of ignorance, people form their own set of beliefs based on what is comfortable to them, as well as how those that they associate with act and believe? Well, when you get groups of people to come together and express what they believe and spread it to others, that is educating them. Now, education in and of itself is a good thing. However, it is what is being taught to an individual is where things go awry. All of us are born into this world completely ignorant to how life works, so we have to learn. This is the process of basic education. At one time, basic education was reading, writing, and arithmetic. These are the cornerstones of any successful navigation through life. However, mixed in with that are the ideas that those that are doing the teaching believe to be facts. What you then have are ideas or beliefs of others being transferred into your mind to guide you to carry on your life in a certain way. This, my friends, becomes indoctrination. Indoctrination where someone that wants you to live, act, and think a certain way will train or groom you into what they want you to be. Without going into a whole lot of detail, education today is about 10% education in the basics and 90% indoctrination, as different groups want to have their ideas represented in the public educational system. And this is where problems begin. The primary targets of this indoctrination are the most vulnerable in our society. Our children, the kids, the younger, the better. The vast majority of our problems today stem from the indoctrination of our children going back to the late 50s. It was back then certain things were challenged by groups that didn't like what was going on in the public schools as part of the educational process, like prayer, the Ten Commandments, pledging of allegiance, and other things that were the foundation of this nation's prosperity. When these were eliminated over the next decade or so, things began to change for the worse. This set up the condition for the last stronghold I will address, and that is parents and family. The vast majority of parents and grandparents today were children back then, or were taught by them and have passed their values on to the kids today. So as you can see, these strongholds have a far-reaching effect on all of us. Parents are the strongest of these strongholds that there are, because there are very few children today that wouldn't question anything that would make it appear that their parents were wrong in what they taught them. To them, their parents are God. They can do no wrong and are the smartest people in the world. So when someone comes along and tells them that their parents were wrong in a lot of what they were taught, you get the rebellion that we are witnessing today, especially when it comes to what God has to say about it. You see, the very first thing we need to know is God is real. He, and notice I said he, is not some make-believe character that was concocted by man to control others. The idea that I refer to him as a he upsets a lot of people, because their stronghold says that is putting a male over the female. That means the female is not equal to the male. In their eyes, God, if there is one, should be gender neutral or even be a female. Their reasoning for this is both sexes are the same or equal. Neither is better than the other. However, that is not what God says. If we go read the story of creation, we will find out that God created man first. Then he created the female to be his helper. You can find that part in Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18. A helper is an assistant. Now, an assistant is someone who physically may be just as capable as the one they are assisting in doing certain things, but may not have the expertise or knowledge to perform the tasks that the one in charge that they're helping does. It's just like being on the job and having a foreman over you. The foreman may be older, younger, male or female, but because the company put them in charge over you, then no matter how you feel about it, you had best accept it and move on, or you might find yourself out on the street with no job at all. Well, in like manner, God is the head of all things, and he set up things the way he intends for them to work. And as a result, you either follow the plan or find yourself out of favor with him. And believe me, you don't want to be there. The other thing is, he is in control of everything. I've said this many times before. Nothing good or bad can happen to any of us if he doesn't allow it. This then means when something bad occurs in your life that has you thinking about that it happened because of someone's evil actions, remember this. If it happened, it was probably because you had it coming. There are many examples where someone had intentions of harming God's people and God stopped them from doing so. So that means God is capable of stopping people from doing something to somebody if he wants to. So that means if it happened to you, if something bad happened to you, then God allowed it to happen. Now, let me put this point out there as well. There are times when he allows it to happen as a means of proving one's spiritual condition in this life. Sometimes it is for the person's own benefit or for the benefit of others. If you get a chance, read the book of Job in the Old Testament. That's a good example of a God-fearing man, which, by the way, God considered being perfect. And this was in the Old Testament, and Job didn't have the Holy Ghost, and yet and still God proclaimed him as being perfect and upright. And look at all the trouble that Job had. So when it happens, you have to be able to know why things happen to you. most of the time it's going to be because you had it coming because of something you were doing you weren't supposed to be doing. Now, the point is, if you don't know how and why God does things, you are ignorant in that area and subject to the strongholds of experience, fear, family, friends, and others to get you to behave in ways that are not pleasing to Him, talking about God or Christ. That then brings more trouble. The vast majority of people, or what people believe, is the product of years and years of thoughts and ideas being passed down from generation to generation, and a person is expected to follow in the footsteps of their family's elders. Since family is part of an individual, then going against them is a real problem. It is like a betrayal of oneself. How can you go against family, let alone going against your parents? I know people today, and I'm talking about those that are very well up in years, that refuse to change their ways because mom and or dad told them that it was how they were taught by their parents, and therefore that is how they should act. So now you have two or more generations of family doing that. For our purpose here, it is something that is totally wrong in God's eyes. And the person decides to stick with family, which then puts them on the wrong side of God. People will point to Bible scripture that says children should obey their parents so that their lives will be lengthened. You can find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 12. That's one of the Ten Commandments. However, Christ says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You can find that in Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 37. See, this is going to bring up a direct conflict of telling you that what mom and dad told you, you better take heed to see what God has to say to find out whether or not mom and dad were telling you the right thing. Because what this means is, if your parents are godly, then you should obey them. On the other hand, if they are not, and you are old enough to know right from wrong according to what God says, then you need to separate yourself from those things before they destroy you. No person wants to imagine their parents being in hell for what they had believed. However, that parent wouldn't want their child to end up there with them. Plus, you need to realize the fact that the parent just may have repented of their ways before they left here, and you knew nothing about it. Now they are in heaven, and you, because of your loyalty to what you were taught by your parents and what you thought was right, and here you are headed for hell. As I said, this is the strongest stronghold that a person may be bound to, strictly because it is mom and dad that taught you what you were taught. The same thing goes for other members of your family. If they are telling you something that goes against what God says, you are to reject it. This brings us right back to ignorance. If you don't know what God has to say about something, then you will accept what you are being told. Well, that's the end of this first part of the message. I will get to part two shortly and make it available to you. That will be for the month of August. I might have the audio available before then, but I like to put these out about the same time that I put out the printed version of these tracks, so I don't necessarily get ahead of myself. So until next time, may God bless you and your families real good. Rooted in the Lord, God bless you and good day.